Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. Here are the top 20 myths around magic mushrooms and psychedelics and the truth behind them. Number one, you can die or overdose on mushrooms. This is not true. You can't die or overdose on mushrooms. There's nothing chemical in mushrooms that would cause an overdose. You can't die from mushrooms, although you can die on mushrooms. So if you're doing something unsafe, like driving a car or being in a dangerous environment, you can definitely get hurt. But a good environment, good setting, good people, and you can mitigate 99% of the risk. So there really should be no questions about it. You can't die from mushrooms, and there's no such thing as a mushroom overdose, although you can have an intense trip. Number two, mushrooms are physically addictive. This is not true. There is no chemical compound in mushrooms that will make you addicted to them. In fact, if you try to do them too often, your tolerance goes up and you literally will not feel the effects of mushrooms. This is why when people microdose, they have to take a break every few days so that they can still feel the effects of the microdose. Even psychologically speaking, I personally do not find any desire to do mushrooms right after a trip. After a trip, I want to take a few weeks to integrate, to do the homework, to think about it, to reflect. And I think that's really common for a lot of people. There's no innate desire to do mushrooms every day or even every week. So they're not physically addictive and they're unlikely to be psychologically addictive. And even if you try to do them every day, it's just not going to work. Your tolerance is going to be shot. Number three, eating mushrooms will make you go crazy or permanently lose your mind. This is not true. You can have a very intense experience in the trip, but no trip is permanent. You always come back down to earth. You always return to your normal self. Now, it's possible that if you have some pre-existing mental health conditions, you may want to check that out before you trip. But for the majority of people, on a regular dose, in a good environment, with good people, you're very unlikely to experience any crazy side effects. You're not going to lose yourself. You're not going to lose your mind. You're going to be totally fine. You might have an intense experience. You might have a difficult trip. This is not always a bad thing, but you're not going to completely detach from reality. And even if you do, you're always going to come back down to earth. Within 6 to 8 hours, you're going to be back. Even if you want to stay in the trip, you're going to be back. Number four, you can get stuck in a trip forever. This is similar to the previous point. No, you cannot. Sometimes time feels like it expands. So it does feel like you're in that trip forever. Even though the trip might be 6 hours, it might feel like 9 hours, it might feel like 12 hours. But again, you always come back down to earth. No trip lasts forever. Number five, mushrooms are similar to weed. This is not true. For me, these are completely different substances. Sometimes people say, I had paranoia on weed, so I'm afraid to try mushrooms. These are completely different plants. They have completely different effects. So your experience with weed is not indicative at all of what will happen on mushrooms. Is it possible to get paranoia on mushrooms? Perhaps. It's unlikely. It can happen in some cases, but the way it happens and the way the effects are from mushrooms are very different than weed. So if you've tried edibles, if you tried weed, these are not the same plants. They're completely in a class of their own. Number six, tripping on mushrooms is just like being drunk. Again, this is completely inaccurate. Being drunk, drinking alcohol, totally different than being on mushrooms. Completely different substances, completely different effects. No similarities. Number seven, mushrooms always cause hallucinations of mythical beings and creatures. This is sort of a popular trope of, you know, you're going to do mushrooms and you're going to see dragons and elves and fairies. And while that could be possible, it's very unlikely. On a regular dose, you're likely to see fractals, geometric patterns. You're going to see visuals that make sense within the context of your environment. It's unlikely that a red dragon is suddenly just going to appear in your room. Now, on a very high dose of mushrooms, you're probably going to see some crazy visuals, but it's going to be, in that case, it's going to be much crazier than a red dragon. It's going to be things that are unimaginable to you. So if you're expecting sort of Alice in Wonderland type of visuals when you do mushrooms, you might be disappointed. I would go in with no expectations and just let the mushrooms show you what they want to show you. You might get some incredibly beautiful visuals, but they wouldn't be the traditional sort of visuals that you see in cartoons or movies. Any depiction that you've seen in art, in books, in movies, and cartoons, it's very likely to be inaccurate. You're probably not going to see a dragon, but you're very likely to see sacred geometry, fractals, and lots of cool patterns. Number 8, mushrooms leave you hungover or there's a come down after the trip. This is not true. Now, you may feel a little bit sleepy or tired the next day. That's usually due to the fact that you're maybe tripping at night or you're going to sleep late. That's normal. But you're not going to have a low. You're not going to have a come down. If anything, mushrooms often leave me energized and happy and ready to tackle my life and ready to get back in the game. Number 9, mushrooms are a gateway drug that inevitably leads you to harder drugs. This is not true. Number 10, mushrooms are purely recreational and have no therapeutic benefits. This depends on your intention. If you're doing mushrooms at a party, you're going to get a party experience. If you're doing mushrooms alone or with a trusted friend or in a ceremonial setting, you're going to have a very different experience. Mushrooms are very sensitive to intention, so if you come at it with a party intention, you're going to get one sort of experience, and if you come at it with a learning intention, a student intention, a healing intention, you're going to get a very different experience. Number 11, mushrooms have bad side effects on your physical and mental health. This is not true. There is no evidence that there is any physical damage done to you, and when it comes to mental health, they're actually more likely to improve your mental health, improve anxiety, improve depression, rewire the neurons in your brain to form more positive connections. Number 12, one mushroom trip is going to change you forever and you're never going to be the same. This is something I hear from a lot of people and it keeps them from touching mushrooms. They're afraid that if they do psychedelics, it's going to change them permanently and they're going to never be the same. Look, it's possible that one trip could change you forever, but I would say it's much more likely that the trip will change you for the better. It'll change you positively. It'll make you realize something about yourself that will then lead you to the next clue and the next realization and the next epiphany. I think what people are afraid of is that they'll lose something that they like about themselves. They'll lose something precious, that they'll wake up the next day and they won't be themselves. And my experience has been the opposite. Mushrooms make me realize more of myself. They make me connect deeper to myself, deeper to my creativity, deeper to my love, deeper to my soul. And so if any change is going to occur, it's probably going to be positive. And the other thing I'll add to this is that it often takes multiple trips and integration and doing the work, doing the homework after the trip to really integrate the lessons. You might be changed in the trip, but if you do nothing with that insight or that realization or that epiphany, you won't be able to integrate it into your life and you'll be exactly the same person. So that's why it usually takes multiple trips and hard work. It takes a lot of integration, a lot of work after the trip to really change yourself. There's not usually this easy, you eat the mushrooms, you have a trip, and you're changed forever. They will show you things, they will help you realize certain things, but it's up to you to then use those insights and realizations to change yourself and change your life. Number 13, mushrooms are a quick fix to all mental health problems. This ties back to the previous point, it's unlikely. While mushrooms are exceptionally good at showing you what you need to work on, you still have to do the work. You still have to integrate it, you still have to do the lessons, the homework, all the insights that you get from them, you have to act on them. And you have the free will to not do the homework and to not be changed. It's not a quick fix, it's a lot of work. They help you work on yourself, absolutely. They make the work easier to a degree because you know exactly what you need to work on, but you still have to do the work. So if you don't do the work, nothing changes. Mushrooms are excellent epiphany makers, but you still have to act on the epiphany. Number 14, consuming mushrooms will make you want to engage in risky and dangerous behavior. This is not true. Now you do have to make sure your environment is safe. If you're not in a safe environment, if you're in a risky environment, such as a car, you're driving a car, you're operating some sort of machinery, of course, in that case, you're not in the best place for a trip. But if you're at home, you've got good people around you, you're in a good set and setting, you're more likely to just want to lie down on your bed and close your eyes. You're not going to have any sudden urges to jump off a balcony or go to a rooftop or start driving your car. unless you mix it with other substances, which of course I don't recommend. So if you're just doing mushrooms and you're doing a regular dose, it's very unlikely that you're going to want to do anything dangerous. The other thing people don't realize is on a regular dose, you're still here. You know who you are. You know where you are. You know what a balcony is. You know what a rooftop is. You're not going to get these things confused in the trip. Now, on a higher dose, things can get a little bit strange. So if this is your first time doing a very deep trip, you'll want to have a trip sitter. You'll want to have some good people close by. On a regular dose, very unlikely. You still know who you are. You still know where you are. You're not suddenly going to have the urge to do something risky or dangerous. But you should have a trip sitter if it's your first time doing it or if it's an exceptionally high dose. Number 15, consuming mushrooms is going to make you violent or aggressive. Again, not true. You're much more likely to just want to lie down on a sofa, lie down on a bed, close your eyes, and trip. There's nothing in mushrooms that is going to suddenly make you aggressive. If you have pre-existing mental health conditions, that could be a different story. But for most people, you're most likely to just want to lie down and close your eyes and enjoy the trip. Number 16, mushrooms and LSD have the same effect. This is not true. To me, they're very different. Apples to oranges, completely different substances. Yes, they both make you trip, and they're often grouped together in the category of psychedelics. But to me, they're two different tools, two different medicines for looking at reality. And I might explore this in a future video, the difference between acid and mushrooms. They're quite different in my view. So no, they do not have the same effect. But they both make you trip. And they both make you perceive reality in a heightened level of awareness. Number 17, tripping on mushrooms allows you to see the future or time travel. Actually, this one could be true. I've experienced some funky things on mushrooms and things I can't explain. Synchronicities, manifestations. Sometimes it feels like you're moving through dimensions. So yeah, this one might be true. We'll talk about this in another video. Number 17, mushrooms are illegal because they are a significant threat to society. This is the biggest myth of them all. I think mushrooms are potentially the thing that will make society the most cohesive, the most loving, the most united. And I actually have a mission called 1 Billion Humans, which aims to unite the planet through the use of psychedelics, through the use of mushrooms. Mushrooms are not dangerous for society, but they are dangerous to authority. Terence McKenna had a great quote about this. Psychedelics are illegal not because a loving government is concerned that you may jump out of a third-story window. Psychedelics are illegal because they dissolve opinion structures and culturally laid down models of behavior and information processing. They open you up to the possibility that everything you know is wrong. So, mushrooms are more likely to make you think for yourself. And some authorities don't like that. And that's why they're illegal. In terms of society, I think mushrooms are going to revolutionize society. I think mushrooms are going to change the world. And the more the legalization process happens and the more people are educated about plant medicine and educated about mushrooms, the more incredible changes we're going to see in the collective consciousness. And that's why I started my mission, 1billionhumans.com. Let's get a billion people educated about plant medicine, educated about how to do it safely, intentionally. And then let's get a billion people to take mushrooms on the same day worldwide and see what happens to the planet's frequency. Number 18, all individuals will have the same experience taking mushrooms and get the same insights. Well, this one's a bit obvious, but I thought I'd mention it just in case. Every single person is going to have a very unique experience tailored to them, tailored to their belief systems, their thoughts, their patterns, their traumas. Even the same person tripping a couple different times, each of those trips is going to be unique. So everyone has their own unique experience of mushrooms. Your experience is not going to be the same as your friend's. It's not going to be the same as mine. There are some parallels, and I discussed those in a video called 5 Benefits of Magic Mushrooms. You can check it out on my channel. But each trip is uniquely tailored to you, your belief systems, your traumas, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And that's what makes them so exciting. It's like having the best psychologist on the planet looking at every one of your individual neurons and being able to give you world-class advice tailored specifically to your brain. So there's nothing quite like that that I've found anywhere else other than maybe ayahuasca, which of course is another powerful psychedelic. But mushrooms are the friendliest, most accessible, most incredible substances. And the experience they will give you is so unique. Even if you do multiple trips and it's the same mushrooms, the same batch, you're going to have a very unique experience on each one. Because every time you trip, you're in a slightly different place in your life, thinking about slightly different things and experiencing different lessons. And that's what makes them exciting, is that there's always new layers to uncover and new lessons to learn. Number 19, psychedelics will make you permanently lose your sense of reality. Not true. Similar to the previous points, you always come back down to earth. You always come back from a trip. Although I will say, if you do mushrooms enough, they tend to make you a little bit more mystical, a little bit more spiritual, sometimes a lot, a little bit more woo. So I guess in a sense, you do end up losing your sense of reality. Maybe not a myth after all. Moving on. Number 20, mushrooms can unlock all the secrets of the universe and provide you the answer to all of life's mysteries. They can provide you with some answers, but there are still going to be plenty of mysteries left over after a mushroom trip. So, sadly, no. You do not get access to all of the universe's secrets, just some. Number 21, mushrooms are only used by people who want to escape reality. Not true. I actually find that the people who use mushrooms the most are the ones that most want to know about reality. They want to know more truth about reality. They don't want to escape reality. They want to look deeper at themselves and deeper at their own soul. In fact, if you're trying to escape something in your life, mushrooms are more likely to show you that very thing in your trip. For example, if you're unhappy in a relationship and you're trying to escape from that by doing mushrooms, you're very likely to encounter those demons and those shadows and those truths about your relationship in the trip. The mushrooms are truth tellers. They're there to help you. Someone who does a lot of mushrooms, I would say they're on a path of personal growth. They're on a path of discovering more deeply who they are. Mushrooms are not about escape. They're going to show you exactly what you need to know. And in a sense, there is no escape on the mushrooms. You only want to venture into a mushroom trip when you're ready to discover who you are. Number 22, bad trips are common or unpredictable. Now, it's true that when you go into a mushroom trip, you don't know exactly what kind of trip you're going to get. Could be an intense one, could be a gentle one. But as far as bad trips go, I don't think they're unpredictable. You can do a lot of things with your environment, the people you trip, the sort of music you put on, the sort of intention you have. There's a lot of things you can do to engineer a smooth ride as much as possible. You might still have a difficult trip because you're dealing with your own traumas or your own belief systems or your own limitations, but the trip itself can be engineered such that there's a likelihood that it's going to go well for you. And if you want to learn about the 8 things you can do to prepare for your trip to make sure that it's a smooth ride, check out the next video. It's called 8 Things You Must Do to Prepare Before Your Mushroom Trip. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.